Well, I will never reveal what happened to me when I went back to her room and needed my bag back. Yeah. I will never, ever tell anyone.
Sure, geek.
My thing is, there was enough staff in there for nothing to happen too serious. But you know, who knows? You might have been on the sly, getting the digits.
Mike was begging for her to play cards with him. That's all.
Mike went in, painted himself green, and attached some little antenna to his head. And said, "Look, I can be just like Vegeta."
That's not Vegeta. That's a Piccolo, man.
Is it Piccolo?
Oh my god, dude.
See, I tried watching that show for like one episode, and probably a month later I turned it back on, and like it was basically in the same place. So
yeah.
But you got.
You're right. That is Piccolo, isn't it? Vegeta is Vegeta's the guy with the spiky hair. Yes. The evil bad guy with the black hair.
He's the one with the blue and yellow. The blue and yellow clothing, too. Yeah.
That would have been such a great joke.
Next time she comes to a con, I know what to do.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Actually, okay, rewind. And edit this out. So Mike went back in, spiked up his hair with gel, strapped on a blue outfit with tall boots, and look! I can be just like Vegeta. I'm angry.
Man, you guys both got schooled by me on this show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, I wish I knew as much about a third-rate anime as you.
Oh.
Oh,
good
wait.
One, good one, good one, good one, good one. Good one. That's good.
Ooh. No, I know there's... You know what, though? I probably shouldn't say that. There's a ton of Dragon Ball Z fans out there, and I know it got a lot of people started, and it was huge in Japan and Asia and all over the world. I know that basically was a huge following. I just didn't personally care for it, so... That is only my opinion. And due to the fact that it was just poorly put out here, and I think the only reason I ever saw it was not with the original Japanese dialogue, so...
Right.
Thank you, Funimation.
Yay! I do want to mention one thing, other thing that did go wrong, which wasn't was kind of a thing that was disappointing on a couple fronts. But we mentioned Mach and I Band. The thing was, we knew that they couldn't all be there, and we knew that at that point that Pamela was going to be in the AX Idol, which we were really excited for. But we did still want to have them have some presence, and a couple of the band members, Kiko and Angel, were planning on coming by, and there was some miscommunication, and instead of coming in and being with the rest of our guests with Dexter and them, where they could come in the waiting room, they actually came in and sat in the back,
and then we didn't call them.
And we basically we were gonna call them down, but they when we got ready to call them down, we looked around and they were not there to my knowledge. And here they were in the back and I just didn't see them. And I will say that Kiko had, and this is what makes me feel worse, is Kiko had hurt his ankle. And this is after we had told them, hey, we're sorry we can't have you guys. I know you guys talked about you'd be more than glad to be on our show. I know a lot of people were really excited about it. The people in the band, and
that's why we had to apologize.
We said that a couple of them could be on that Kiko and Angel were able to come, and we'd interview them. Kiko had hurt his ankle that day and actually hobbled to come to our panel, and then we couldn't have him on.
So that's why we had an apology at the end of our video. Well, basically the situation is that two of the band members of Mach and I Band were sitting in the back. And we had invited them onto the show, but we didn't see them when they were sitting in the back, as opposed to the kind of the side wings where the other guests were. And right. So we didn't call them down.
I am glad, however, that they weren't actually on there. Considering all the sound problems and the fact that we couldn't have an audio feed, we wouldn't have been able to play their music as well as we'd like to, because we wanted to, if we had them on, have some of their music playing when they came down and all that stuff. And there's just a lot of chaos going on. I don't think it would have been a good interview. So for that reason, I'm glad that, you know, they didn't come down and it be kind of anticlimactic, which would have, you know, possibly looked, which should have looked bad on us, but would have looked bad on them as well. And because they're just such, you know, such a classy act, such a great group of people. I know it sounds like I'm really, you know, over the top with my accolades for them. And it is true that we are friends, but, you know, I became friends with them after really just getting to know them through, you know, going, checking out their shows and seeing really that, you know.
Yeah, you know, I really don't mind for our podcast, we can have some of their music.
Yeah, we could do that.
It's clips, you know?
We should use their music, like, in the podcast or maybe even interview them sometime.
Well, totally. And,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We definitely talked to them about having them on, and I think that will definitely happen. You guys can look forward to having them come in because they are really cool group of people. I really encourage anybody in the LA Southern California area, if they do have a show, and we'll probably try to announce it here, to go check them out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We should give them like a few interviews and, you know, ask them about their creative process and so on.
Yeah. It's so for everybody who's interested in this band, Makanai Band, their website is actually on MySpace. It's myspace.com/Makanai Band.
Spell their name, Makanai.
Yeah. MAKENAIBAND. One word. Makanai.
You know, Makanai, you know, what you won't lose. It's a Japanese word for not losing.
Yep, exactly. And so, yeah, we really want to push these guys. I actually saw them live at Ramen Revolution a couple of months back, and they were fantastic. I think they were the highlight of the whole show because they're just so professional and they play so tight and they're so. And yeah, and of course, we now know that Pamela is now a singer of quite some note.
That's a good point, that we should thank the guys from Ramen Revolution who are coming out to our panel. I don't know if they've done anything with any of the stuff they've recorded.
Yeah, they had a two-camera crew recording our show.
Although that may not have came out very well because of some of the audio problems, so I'm not really sure.
We don't know that.